Good evening, it is I, the Corpus Christi Joker, and this is my official review for The Exorcist Believer. Welcome to J-Waves, and this is my official podcast review for the movie The Exorcist Believer. It is rated R. It is an hour and 51 minutes long. It is rated R, as I said. It's 2023. It is a sequel thing, kind of the original Exorcist. This one now is, again, a retelling. It's directed by David Gordon Green. But I would say this is a Blumhouse undertaking. And let me just get into it. This one is about a couple in the beginning. And they show the mother is pregnant. And they're in Haiti. And she gets a protection spell put on her in the beginning. And then they live through an earthquake, and unfortunately the mother gets hurt, and that's how the movie starts. So it cuts to the main character of the movie, the father, whose name is Victor, played by Leslie Odom Jr., who does a fantastic job. And his daughter, who is Angela, who's played by Lydia Jewett, who also does a fantastic job, both as Angela and possessed Angela. And then we kind of see like their daily life, and that was really well done. It's just enough for me to care about the characters, which is rarely done nowadays in movies. She has a best friend named Catherine, played by Olivia O'Neill, and those are the two girls from the poster. You see that they are the ones that are possessed. And both of them do a very, very fantastic job of making it, you know, believable, and also liking them. So it was fun. That was a fun part of the movie. I mean, that's what we're there to see. We're there to see the title of the movie, The Exorcist, and its job is to make us a believer. And I'm going to say it did a fantastic job. So, you know, most movies out there, I'll use the one that I saw most recently, The Pope's Exorcist. It's like the lowest common denominator of horror movies. They do a lot of cheesy things, and it's very cheesy, and it has no flow. You don't care about the characters. You don't care about really anybody in the movie. Like, you just, because it's a kid, you're supposed to care. I did not care about the kid in that movie. In this movie, they make us care both about Catherine and Angela in a very interesting way, because they're both different people. They're both very different upbringings, and also very different as characters, you know. I leaned over to my sister and said, you know, I'm starting to care about the dad, which is, again, very rare, because most movies don't take the time to make the audience care about the characters. Because, you know, you could just, like in The Pope's Exorcist, my example, you just have a kid, and then all of a sudden it's possessed, or he's possessed, and we're supposed to care about the kid just because he's a kid. I had no ties to the kid. I'm not even rooting for the kid at this point. I'm rooting for no one in that movie. Here, I'm rooting for the people. Like, I don't want them to lose their daughters. I don't want anything to happen to anyone. So I thought that was really neat. You know, as the story goes on, Ellen Burstyn comes in, and that is just absolutely amazing. Like, that whole thing about it is amazing. What Blumhouse and David Gordon Green did with Chris McNeil in the movie, but what they do to her character is so jaw-droppingly amazing. I was absolutely shook to my core on what was happening. I thought that was such a bold move and such a cool move. I absolutely love that part. I thought that was fantastic. There are, again, spoilers, and I'm not going to give them out. I wanted to give a quick, like, synopsis of the story, so you understand that you will be invested in the story. You will be invested in these characters. You will be taken on a horrific ride, depending on who you are. I personally don't think any of the Exorcist movies are scary. I don't believe any of these things are scary. But that's just me. Walking out of the theater, I spoke to some of the people there, and they said that they thought it was immensely scary. I read a couple of reviews also. Them being raised Catholic, were terrified. Like, they said this was absolutely scary. I'm very interested in seeing what people think about it, because to me, it wasn't just about Catholic. They intertwine other religions in handling these two entities that they are fighting. I thought that was so smart and such a nice twist to it. I didn't think that was going to happen, actually. I've always argued the fact that all these movies are they always focus on Christianity and Catholicism. Here, they touched on some other faiths, and they also had them like pretty much do like a Captain Planet thing, where like they all had to combine in order for it to work. I thought that was really smart and also a fun trip to take down, especially for somebody that studied religious studies. I appreciate that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I would like to see. It was really, really smart, really well done. And I think that's the difference between this movie and a lot of other movies. This movie is actually smart. They didn't do any of the cheesy, like the cross turning on the wall upside down. Ooh, that's not scary. That's cheesy. That's haunted house stuff. I used to do haunted houses. That's what we do in haunted houses. That's not original. That's not scary. That's not nothing. And no one ever does that. It's boring. This takes it in a whole new level of being as original as you can be, you know, paying homage to the original Exorcist. This is doing something original as much as possible when they can, and new ideas, and also taking, like I said, twists and turns that I did not expect. I really wish I could say what happened, but I don't want to give away too much, because I really think this is something that everyone should see. This is a fun horror movie. I could see it again very easily. This is a must-buy for me. I think it's really well done. The story is great. The acting is great. It takes itself just seriously enough. It's not like it's so serious. Oh my god! You know, like they're really acting it up. No, it's done in a way that it felt real. Like, and that's what I like. I like that kind of a ride where it feels real. It feels like something you could actually happen to two girls that don't mean to do anything, but they don't listen, and they leave. And they lie, and then they get punished for it in an unusual way, and it was interesting. Like, this can happen. This is something that can happen, especially for, like, you know, young girls trying to be rebellious and crazy. This is what possibly could happen if you mess around with things that you do not know, the unknown. And the unknown is always around waiting to take advantage of people that don't understand what is out there. And they fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And some of them pay the price. So I thought that was neat. The dynamics between Victor and the other girl's parents is quite interesting. Like, they are... really, it's really good acting. I'll just say that. The parents of Catherine, they do a really good job of being that. They care, but they're scared. One of them is weaker than the other. And you see that conflict happening, and it's not helping the situation at all. But it's fun to watch them squirm, I guess to say. And then, again, consequence. And this movie has a lot of consequences. I think that's interesting, too. Like, because of this, this has happened. And I just love that. I also love how the demon that they're fighting knows everyone's sins and secrets, which adds a legitimacy to it. Because it's like, I've told no one that. I've never said anything like that. And it knows my secrets. And Dowd plays a nurse who was going to be a nun, and she's in the movie, and wow, she does such a great job. She's just such a great character, and she tells a story, and I think without her story, this movie would not work. She is the key to unlock the fear that carries this movie all the way to the end. It's because of her story that she tells to Victor that makes this movie legitimate. So I say to Anne, very good job on the acting and the story and making it real and drawing us in and making us go, uh-oh, okay, wow. That's when it took a turn for the scary, I'll say that. And that's, again, what separates this movie from a lot of other movies that are the lowest common denominator of just cheesy fear or trying to be scary, you know. And I can go on and on about all those other ones. But this one You know, and again, I'll say this. This is interesting to me. I just made this connection right now. It reminded me of a movie, and I couldn't think of what it was, but yeah, it reminds me of The Invisible Man, which is also done by Blumhouse. It has that same type of, I guess, like, reality mixed in with, like, you know, if you've never seen The Invisible Man, the new one, that movie is just absolutely, I left the theater going, like, that was fantastic. Like, that was amazing in every way. And that's how I feel about this. This is the caliber of The Invisible Man. You take an old movie, an old idea, and you pay homage to it, and then also make it new, and also have new ideas. And the murder scenes were brutal. And this was that. This was that minus the brutality of The Invisible Man. But I would say it's the exact same caliber. Has that same fear, that same horror, that same possibility of actually happening, a little bit of reality mixed in with, you know, non-reality. I mean, it's really, really well done. I was very impressed with Exorcist Believer. I think it was way better than I expected, and the ending was such a payoff. Me, being that I've done a lot of horror conventions, shout out to Texas Frightmare, and meeting Linda Blair and understanding who she is and stuff like that. You know, this movie paying homage to Linda Blair's Exorcist is just awesome. So I would say go in with that mentality. Like, this could be the actual sequel of the original Exorcist, even though, you know, no one from the original is in there except for her mother and stuff like that. But it just plays on that same, I would say, lifeline of what made The Exorcist scary for a lot of people. This movie follows that same wave, I'll say. J-wave, just kidding. But yes, I say go see it. I personally loved it. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I had no problems. I mean, I of course I have to have problems. That's my job. But, like, I mean, the one thing that I always say is, like, I don't think it's scary, so I wasn't scared. I saw people scared in the theater. I heard people getting scared. I could see people leaving the theater scared. But personally, they didn't have that fear that I like in most movies. They didn't have that. And that's my only, like, downfall, I'll say. I mean, and if I want to be really nitpicky about it, you know, I could go on and on about other things and how, you know, some things they did religiously. No, you know, not, it doesn't make any sense. But for the layman, I would say this movie does a fantastic job of doing what it was supposed to do. Making an exorcism movie with possessed people and overcoming that, maybe, in a way that is new, original, and fun for the audience. And for an audience like me, who's a horror fanatic, it did a really, really great job. And I say kudos to Blumhouse. Kudos to the cast and crew, David Gordon Green. This was a masterpiece, I think, in the idea of what exorcism movies are. You did a really great job. This was such a hard thing to take on. Using the Exorcist name comes a lot of stigma. But I think what you've done and given us is something worthwhile and worth watching. So I'd be interested to know what you guys think. I'd love to know what y'all would think about the movie. And if you thought it was scary, and if it scared you, I'd like to know what part scared you, where it was, like, how do you feel? But it was really well done. I'm just so happy with it all. We just got out of the theater, and I was like, that was great. Like, that was a lot of fun. Perfect for the beginning of October, and I'm just really happy about it. So that's my review for The Exorcist of Believer. I'd like to know what you guys think. Anywhere I post this, please put it in the comments or send me an email. Or you can go to my Facebook, Corpus Christi Joker Facebook, or my Instagram, The Real Nerf Joker on Instagram, and let me know what you guys think of the movie. I'd be really interested to know how you feel and how it made you feel and what you thought. So, I gave it a straight 7 out of 10. 7 is a very high score for a horror movie, in my estimation, because I gave The Pope's Exorcist a 2 out of 10. So it was that much better than that. I gave The Nun 2. I didn't even do the review because I hated it so much, to be honest with you. So, nonetheless, The Exorcist Believer, 7 out of 10. Definitely go see it in the theaters. If you can see it in IMAX, for sure see it in IMAX. We saw it in XD, and it was absolutely beautiful. Go see it. As soon as you can see it, let me know. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for riding the waves on J-Ways. And until next time, much love. And go see The Exorcist. Bye.